So what did everybody think of yesterday's WWDC keynote announcements? I don't think anything was surprising or overly surprising. The iOS updates were nice. I really like the fact that they're redoing notifications, finally. There are some of the other, I'm trying to think what some of the other things are that I'm looking forward to with iOS 5. The thumb keyboard for the iPad is going to be interesting. I like the fact that they're actually putting the gesture swipe gestures into iOS 5. I'm currently running that now on my iPad and really like it. It's changed how I navigate back and forth, and I've really gotten away from using the home button, which is nice. I'm always concerned that I'm going to wear that out, having it or with it being one of the only mechanical buttons on the device. I'm trying to think what else we all saw yesterday or heard, as it were. Lion, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'll probably buy it for $29. You know, not hard to pass that up. I'm not really. I don't get too excited by desktop OSs anymore. And I think, you know, what we have now is good. And I'm almost of the mindset that as long as my computer starts up and runs and does what I need it to do, I'm fine with it. I'm more. I think the innovation is really, at least the innovation that we've seen over the last few years in terms of operating systems has all been in the mobile, on the mobile platform. So that's where I've been turning my attention, and that's where most of my excitement goes. But, you know, Lion borrowing some stuff from iOS, that's going to be nice, multi-touch, some gestures being baked into that, those should be nice. iCloud, I think out of the three announcements yesterday, Lion, iOS 5 and iCloud, the one that has me the most excited is iCloud. Mainly for the fact that I can get a bunch of songs back that I lost a few months ago when one of my hard drives crashed and not have to buy them all back, which is makes me very happy. I've seen some streaming built into the cloud. The iTunes in the cloud portion of that offering, but you know, being able to download stuff on any device and have everything automatically download when you make a purchase, that's nice, you know. So that's iCloud. I think is what has me the most excited. iOS 5 is right behind it. You know, finally wireless sync, the ability to really just buy an iPhone or an iDevice at the store, get out to your car, turn it on, and be able to use it without having to go home and plug it in and sync it with iTunes and all that stuff. And really, I thought, for the original iPhone, I thought that Apple hit the nail on the head. They did a great thing by really tethering it to iTunes, but now, you know, we're 4 years later, my opinion on that has changed, and being able to finally cut the cord to iTunes is something I'm greatly looking forward to. So those are my initial thoughts. I've been reading a lot of other thoughts about the announcements yesterday, and I want to hear what you guys think. You know, happy, not happy? I know, you know, there's a lot of rumblings going on from, you know, the BlackBerry camp and the Android camp about, you know, oh, this was stolen, that was stolen, and even the jailbreak community within iOS, you know, there was some blatant copying of apps and of features, but, you know, all that aside, I think this was a nice, almost a catch-up session from the iOS side.